I have certainly enjoyed some of you that have come to me and talked to me about years ago and how y'all would visit different relatives and the experiences that you've had, and it's been quite enjoyable to share some of those memories of long ago. I was looking back at some of my old sermons on the passage of Scripture that we're reading today, and I wrote in one of my sections that there were certain relatives that I never told them that I was coming for a visit, because when I did, it would throw them into a panic, and they would spend the rest of the day cleaning the house and cooking a meal and doing all those things and rushing around. And so in order to not throw them in such a panic, I would just have to stop in for a quick visit with my family or whatever, and that would create a lot less anxiety for them. Advent is a time when we are called to preparation. We're called to think about our spiritual condition, to reminisce over our lives, and to pray for God's guidance in the year to come. When we think about the man that was sent by God to prepare the way for Jesus' coming, he was a colorful character, to say the least. He was not one that was akin to nice linen clothes. The Bible says he wore garments of camel's hair and ate locusts and wild honey. We remember when Mary came to Elizabeth and how, even as an infant in his mother's womb, he still was experiencing something that caused him, even at that young age, to acknowledge that God was upon him in a certain way. It's hard for us to imagine. When we look at the time when Christ came, it was a time probably like no other in history. The Romans were in charge of the world. There was peace. There was a road system that enabled people to travel in vast areas in relative peace. It was a time when all of the then known world understood Koine Greek. We study this language in seminary. I remember one of my professors saying that God resurrected the Greek language, he sealed it, and then he killed it. And today we can still go back and study that ancient language that was used during Jesus' time. It was a time that was ripe for Christ to come. You understand today that we have 4,000 plus languages in our world. If Christ would have come a few years later, the nation, the Roman nation, was divided into civil battles. Road system would fall in disuse. Herod, the great architect, was taxing people heavily. It is said that 2 out of 3 people were slaves. They were ready for a change. They wanted deliverance from their bondage. As I mentioned, it was a time like no other. As we think about today, the Advent message, we hear again to prepare the way of the Lord and to make His path straight. We think about our lives, our mission as a church, as a church family. And we hear the good news that Christ is calling us to be an example of the believer, to share this message of peace, and to exemplify it in our lives. Advent. It's more than just a holiday season. These are holy days. Holy days for you and me to reflect on our spiritual journey. Holy days for you and I to think about how we can be preparing the way for Christ to come. For Christ to come into the lives of those who have not experienced this joy and this peace that you and I have experienced. Maybe it's a time for you to think about your journey of faith and where is it taking you? Are you growing spiritually? Are you dry and dusty in your relationship with God and with your fellow brothers and sisters? I remember years and years ago when one of my professors made this statement. He said, if you want to know where you are with God, then look where you are with your fellow brothers and sisters. Where are you in relationship with them? That's a good barometer of where you are in your relationship with God. Where are you in your spiritual journey? This morning, communion is a good time to think about that journey. Communion is a good time for rededication. a good time to reflect again upon your faith. I would remind you that we in the United Methodist Church do not bar the altar rail. If you are here and you are not a United Methodist, but you are a child of God, you are welcome at this table. We also do not call this a place of intimidation. You do not come to this table because of what you have done. You come to this table because of what Christ has done for you. This is a place of grace. This is a time to embrace afresh the babe of Bethlehem and the coming King of Kings.